wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
O hoki mai anō ki a Gurley Clark e hoa mā, kei konei taku kai kōrero nā te mea e haere ana e ki te tahi atu mahi e hihi ana e ki te kōrero iai ana. Nā koia tēnā ko te rongo koutou iai e kōrero ana. Kia ora mai Marianne.
Kia ora Gurley, welcome back. For us, thank you. Good to hear you, and hope you had your great holiday with your
mokos
and children.
Oh yes, I did. Very much so. Lovely, but lovely to be back up here, yes. And do a little bit of mahi for our iwi, and doing all the work and expressing how we feel up here with lots and lots of vision for anything that's happening up here.
No, well that's good. Well. Probably like visions for helping people today. Ka kōrero aho mō te addiction, he kupu Māori pūwaiatanga wārangariti tonu. So addiction, because that's something that affects us all the time. And I thought from here on in we'll just go through the ailments and things that affect our people. Through the Health Navigator, that's what I've used. So the kōrero today is addiction, also known as dependence. And people whānau, addiction is when you no longer have control over doing, taking or using something to the point that it's causing harm to you and those around you, usually your loved ones and your whānau. But the key things is addiction is a treatable condition and recovery is possible. But it affects the way the brain works, so it leads to intense cravings for the object of the addiction, loss of control over its use, and continuing involvement with it, despite negative consequences. So recovery can involve a combination of therapy, medication, and lifestyle changes. So you don't have to, people deal with addiction on your own. There's resources, helplines, support groups, websites, counsellors, and there's your local GPs, nurses, pharmacists who are there to provide that end of it, which is the medications. So what the common addictions include, we all know, is alcohol, cigarettes or tobacco, meth, cannabis, other illegal drugs, prescription medicines. People, you know, take fill scripts and write out medicines. Gambling is another, gaming and social media, work and study, those are the workaholics, and there's sex and porn. Addiction, Gurley, is considered a mental illness and treated similarly to other mental illnesses with, as I said, therapy, medication and lifestyle changes. So if we had to look at what causes it, they say it's thought that the biological processes that cause addiction involve the reward centers in your brain. So when the brain finds something pleasurable, it creates a positive memory, affects the neurotransmitters, the chemicals, and this leads to the mental and physical changes that increase the motivation to experience that pleasure again. So for an addict, these changes in the brain create an urge so powerful that you feel driven to recreate the enjoyable sensation. So often you need more and more to achieve the same high because you build up a tolerance, causing, like most things, the addiction to spiral out of control. It can occur, the addiction, without tolerance or withdrawal, and the presence of tolerance or withdrawal does not necessarily always mean addiction. So if we had to look amongst ourselves and in our whānau and our communities, what are the feelings and behaviours? They have cravings and fixation, not being able to stop that same pleasure, secrecy or denial, loss of control over the use or behaviour, increased or excessive use, they get withdrawal symptoms if they don't have it, sacrificing other commitments so you can continue your addiction. And like, you know, there was an ad ages ago with alcohol. Work is getting in the way of drinking. And so these continue addictive ways in spite, as we said, of the negativeness. But there's addiction, girly, and misuse. They're two different things, but both of them can cause harm. Addiction is a long-term inability to moderate or cease intake, whereas misuse is different in that in misuse, a person still has control over using, taking, or doing something, but it still causes a harmful effect on their health, their relationships, and general well-being. It says, for example, someone who drinks alcohol heavily on a night out may experience both the euphoric, the high, and harmful effects of the substance, but that alone does not qualify as an addiction. It will not be an addiction until the person feels the need to consume this amount of alcohol on a regular basis, usually alone or at times during the day when the alcohol will likely impair regular activities such as getting up in the morning and going to work. So both can cause harm. You can take tests, drug tests, alcohol tests, and remember I said gambling, you can take a gambling test. So the risk factors for addiction, trauma, abuse, poor family relationships, living with or around addicts, and you like being, you know, birds of a feather, they say, flock together, peer pressure and experimentation, stress at work, home or school, financial problems, because they're paying for the habits, poverty, results, people with parents and a family history are more likely to develop addictions, past personal history, mental or physical illness, early exposure, such as teenagers who use addictive substances before the age of 18 are more likely to develop it. Mm. So as we said, we treated with talk, inpatient rehabilitation, outpatient treatment programs, medication, support groups, self-help programs, lifestyle changes, and therapeutic community living. So that's really where I come into it and giving that background. I thought I'd name the drugs that are used for these situations so that when we see, as I said, part of this program is recognising the names of the pills to match them to the disease, not necessarily going through the side effects, the doses, contraindications, things like that. But knowing when you see this name of the medicine, you know, have a good idea what's wrong with your self or your whānau member or your friend. So with alcohol dependence, they have acute alcohol withdrawal. The medicines given for that are usually could be diazepam, and remembering a lot of these have multi-uses, but usually around the same thing. So when they've got acute alcohol withdrawal symptoms, they're usually given diazepams, carbamazepine, which is Tegretol. It's an unapproved use but can be used. Haloperidol, also called Serenace. Olanzapine, also called Zyprine. There's also alcohol dependence. When you're alcohol dependent, you're treated with thiamine, which is vitamin B1. You can also get different forms, so you could be on Creon, Pantriac, Pancrax V, and sometimes corticosteroids for related hepatitis you get because of the liver. For the medicines with alcohol misuse, they're always given naltrexone, also called naltrexone, disulfiram, antabuse, and a new one where it prevents relapse after successful alcohol withdrawal is acamprosate. The other addiction is nicotine. We all know this very, very well, but it's also an addiction. You can get treatment called nicotine replacement therapy. We've all seen that even on the televisions as Habitrol, gum, inhalation, patches, lozenges, and sprays. There's also Zyban, also called Bupropion, and then there's the Champix. And that's usually the last resort and funded. It costs hundreds of dollars, but it's worth it if you get that and stop over a period. At the same time, when you're going through tobacco withdrawal, you can get nortriptyline, Norpress, which helps with the withdrawal. That's also given for other things like pain and things, but here it's used for withdrawal symptoms. The other addiction we get to is the opioid, the controlled drug one. You'd see people on methadone liquid or a combination medicine called Suboxone. Those people taking those medicines are going through withdrawing from opioids. Naloxone here is also given to reverse overdose of opioids. And finally, the adjunctive therapy of loperamide, because you can get the runs, metoclopramide to stop nausea, vomiting. Same with using prochlorperazine, mebenverine. Those are used to help with withdrawal symptoms. Paracetamol. You see a lot of people on Zopiclone to help them sleep. Again, the benzodiazepines, like diazepam medicines, and clonidine, not so often used. But those are the medicines, girly, for puwaiatanga, warangariki tonu, addiction, and sometimes misuse of the drug.
Marianne, I've got a question. You know, when you say an addiction of anything, I did hear you say about the mental patients. You know, with that, do they have it for life as a mental patient?
And that depends. The addiction, as we said, we're talking about, it's a dependence and recovery is possible, right? So it's a treatable condition. What it's saying is that it's classed as a mental illness because it's affecting your brain and the way you treat things.
Yes.
But mental illness, again, is a different situation.
Wow.
And if you like, I can go through that next week, have a look at mental illness and see the difference. They have similar medicines for sure, but they're treated completely different. With the addictions here, some can be community treated, other times they need to go into institutions to help them withdraw. Often they go off to Dargaville for detox or rehab, and then they come back out into the community, usually to your locals. And that's why your programs, as I say, are very good, because if people know, recognize the medicines and people aren't speaking and need help and support, you have an idea of the multi-use of some different names of the medicines, so you'll know what you're looking for. Because it's not something that people shout out, I've got an addiction or I've got a mental illness or, you know, I'm in pain or I'm overusing, I'm misusing drugs. But only in the worst cases that you recognise there's something wrong. But it can take a long time to show itself.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. It's quite interesting, Marianne, listening to you, the differences of the pills you take for in the medical world. And, of course, what are they for and the usage of it, eh?
Well, that's right. And you're talking about people wanting to know their wawata, their moi moi, their aspirations for the future. Well, we've got to have healthy people, especially the young leaders, very healthy and to my and kia hiwara, alert, not drugged out.
Mm. Very good, Marianne.
Kia ora
mai ki a koe.
Tērā
wiki, ka rongoa no tāua ngā kōrero e pāna ki ngā kupu e huahuangia mai ene koe me ngā rongoa e me ngā tūroro e mauana wene i āhuatanga ni.
Ai.
Kia ora mai ano ki a koe, Marianne.
Kia ora, Kelly.
Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. 21 whetū i ratahi te iariri.